This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Maybe tonight and tomorrow I'll wrap up the... I tend not to like to take too much time on one theme. I hope that what I've talked about so far has been helpful. Kind of maybe reminding ourselves of the central... the centralism of masajid. Masajid are central parts of our society. There's no way for Muslims to actually function or exist or even call themselves a community without having them, without treating them for what they actually are. This is what the Prophet ﷺ said. This is just an issue of kind of respect, the amount of respect that they showed, that he thinks we should be showing the masajid. So Udhar said the following. قَالَ سَمِعْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولَ. I heard the Prophet ﷺ say, عُرِضَتْ عَلَيَّ أَعْمَالُ أُمَّتِي حَسَنَاتُهَا وَسَيِّئَاتُهَا. The deeds of my nation were shown to me once. I saw the good and the bad. Just a list, basically. Just saw the different types of deeds that are... things that are considered good deeds and things that are considered bad deeds. He just saw them, alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is what he said, alayhi salatu wasalam. قَالْ فَوَجَدْتُ فِي مَحَاسِنِيهَا أَنْ يُمَاطَ الْأَذَى عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ. I found amongst the good deeds is when someone picks up a branch or some solid thing that they found on the ground that can disrupt people's transportation or movement. So he just moves it away so people aren't harmed, jazakallah khair, aren't harmed on their way. So imaat al-adha an tariq, he found that to be one of the good deeds. قَلَ وَجَدْتُ فِي مَسَاوِئِهَا النُّخَامَةُ تَكُونُ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ لَا تُدْفَنْ. He found amongst the bad deeds is something, and Nukhama was, people, they didn't have carpets back then. So sometimes, especially if you're living in a horrible, horribly hot and humid climates, then it's very difficult. So people would spit. And it's really interesting to actually go and study the number of ahadith the Prophet ﷺ has. He talks about spitting in masajid. Really interesting. Talking north of 35. North of 35 hadith, sahih. The Prophet ﷺ tells them, stop spitting in the masjid. مَا بَالُكُمْ يَسْتَقْبِلُ أَحَدُكُمْ رَبَّهُ ثُمَّ يَبْصُقْ. What's wrong with you? You stand with your face towards your Lord and then you spit. Who does this? فَلَا تَبْصُقَنَّ فِي قُبَالَةَ وَجْهِكَ وَلَا عَنْ يَمِينِكَ وَلَكِنْ إِنْ بَصَقْتَ فَاجْعَلْهَا مِنْ شِمَالِكَ وَادْفُنْهَا حَتَّى تَحْتَ قَدَمِكَ. If you're going to spit, at least not in front of yourself or to the right, at least put it right under your foot and step on it so it's not in the masjid. Because people, the Prophet ﷺ had people coming to the masjid from backgrounds that were very simple. Some of them didn't really have great hygiene or great habits. And the Prophet ﷺ was trying to teach them stuff. And amongst the things he talks about is that if you're going to leave some, make sure you don't leave any filth in the masjid. And he's pointing out ﷺ that this place, this space, is the responsibility of everyone who comes to it to keep it clean. It's not the responsibility of one person or one group. Yes, there has to be someone who owns it and champions it. But it's the responsibility of everyone who comes to it to make sure that it stays clean. And one of the sayyi'at, one of the bad deeds that are actually considered a bad deed, this is a scary thing because deeds, a lot of deeds aren't considered anything. They're just mubah, just kind of a slide. They're important. You need a lot of those because you don't want to be standing and answering for everything on the Day of Judgment. It's impossible. But one of the bad deeds is maybe something that is some filth or some remnant or some residue that you leave in a masjid behind you. Something that you didn't pick up, something that you spill, something that you weren't. So be very careful when you come to a masjid that you leave it cleaner than it was. And this doesn't just apply to the haram. It applies to every aspect of the masjid. It's the bathrooms and the hallways and when you walk in. Just be careful because this is not... if you enter your own house, how do we behave when we enter our homes? And what are we willing to put up with in terms of cleanliness and filth? When you come to the masjid, it should the level of sensitivity should be higher. Like the level of sensitivity you have towards it should be higher because this is not your home or mine. This is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we come here and we leave garbage we leave a mess or we leave mud or we step on things and we leave, this is a problem. This is a problem of mentality. It's not a problem of behavior. It's a problem of way. This is the house of Allah. If you walk in, you walk out, you make sure it was cleaner after you left from when you walked in, just based on the way you view it and the sanctity of the space that you're actually coming to. That's a very important aspect. And I find that we don't do this very well. I don't know exactly why. Okay, maybe I do, but I'm not going to tell you tonight because it's going to offend you. But honestly, it's important that you take time and think about what is the reason that we don't seem to respect these spaces that are public What's the problem? There's something wrong. There's something you know, heavily problematic that we don't treat public spaces that are sacred in nature because they're the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way we should treat them. Because if I argue this with you theoretically, then your answer is very simple. If I ask you the house of Allah, how are you going to treat it? Think about it. It's the house of God. How are you going to? You're like, oh, I must be like angelic. Excellent. So we agree to that. So then why isn't that the case in how we enter in? You know, why is it that when we come for Jumu'ah or we come for Salawat, it's a little bit different? But the Prophet ﷺ pointed out that one of the bad deeds is something simple that wasn't in the masjid, that was not removed and was not properly taken care of. A bad deed on the Day of Judgment. That's a scary thing. يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن أبي ذر الغفاري رضي الله عنه قال سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يقول عرضت علي أعمال أمتي حسناتها وسيئاتها فرأيت من محاسنها أن يماط الأذى عن الطريق ورأيت من مساوئها النخامة تكون في المسجد لا تدفن صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.